Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yesterday, Father's Day, I got to sleep in a little bit. You know, a little bit. And I woke up, nobody was in the bed, thank God. Usually it's, you know, my daughter in there or Maddie's waking me up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I got up, I'm good to go, and I walk out and walk to my toward my office, which happens to be near Sammy's room.
Office is upstairs.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. So now when I tell you this, like word for word, this is what happened. So picture this. Wake up.
What time? Give me, you didn't say, I know you said it was sleeping a little
eight-ish.
Bit. That's not terrible.
No.
Sleeping a little bit.
Yeah. No, that's nice.
I know. It's not terrible.
An extra hour maybe on the weekend. Yeah. So around 8. Sammy's downstairs, whatever. But I'm walking toward my office. I don't even know why. Just like usually I like to get stuff. I want to start my day there. Just get settled in.
Before I do the same thing. I like to read, have a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
do the same thing.
Okay. So I'm walking there and I see my wife. It's Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's Father's Day. I see my wife in Sammy's room.
Uh-huh.
And what do you think the first thing that she says to me is?
I'm guessing it wasn't Happy Father's Day based on the tone. So
that would be the normal thing, right?
I'm sure it sounds like she got on you about something here.
It wasn't even getting on me, but the first words out of her mouth, anything other than Happy Father's Day is really not
It's not acceptable on Father's Day. I agree with you on that. Usually I'm kind of on her side because I know you.
I'm still groggy walking over and I hear, can you empty this diaper pail? It smells like bleep in here.
Oh, man.
Followed immediately by Happy Father's Day.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't even a derogatory. It was just like she even knew because we were both kind of laughing afterwards. She even knew.
Yeah.
Oh, Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
But that's, can you empty the diaper pail because it smells like bleep in here? No Happy Father's Day? Come on.
First
words out of your mouth.
I'm almost afraid to tell you how I woke up because it's the exact opposite.
Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah, give me.
Well, I mean, we had baseball, so it's early, and usually what I'll do is I'll just go, while he's putting on his uniform, I'll go get gas and get Gatorade and stuff, so I come back, he's ready, boom. So I come down on the island, the kitchen island, there's, you know, signs, Happy Father's Day from the kids. There's a new chair for me to sit in at the games. Like, it rocks.
Nice.
It's sick, dude, right? It's got a little overhang for the sun, for the rain. I got, like, 4 or 5 presents. Yeah. I got homemade cards. I got, you know, then we have a little hibachi, little food later on. We go to hibachi.
Yeah.
Then they made me cookies at night while Daddy took a little nap because he had a little sake at the restaurant and was a little tired and a little buzzed. Watched the final few holes of the U.S. Open. I mean, start to finish, it was without an ounce of aggravation. It was actually perfect.
Man, mine was kind of the opposite.
Although
I did get the best gift ever. Did not get a card.
You didn't?
She did not give me a card.
Okay, so that gets you off the hook moving forward.
It's the greatest thing ever.
That's good.
I didn't even bring it up.
Yeah.
Don't really care.
Yeah.
Little surprise.
Yeah.
Don't really care.
Yeah.
But now, when Daddy screws something up, which is inevitable, there will be a time where I screw something up or forget. Hey. You didn't get me a card on Father's Day, so.
But the fact that you said, I was a little surprised, but I don't get,
Well, that's and usually like
surprised,
the bear.
You know.
That's usually, she said, oh, I got you something, but it's not here yet, of course. I'm like, yeah, yeah, whatever. I really don't care. I don't want anything.
Yeah.
Just how about you cut down on the Amazon spending for a month? That'll
yeah,
be a
that'll be
here.
Good. Exactly.
Or,
yeah.
Or not hit me with the, can you empty the diaper pail out the second that I wake up? Like, come
that's
on.
That's the first thing you got hit with, huh?
First words. Oh, it was funny, though, because she knew her error.
Yep, yep, yep.
Immediately. Oh, happy Father's Day. It was just like, come on. Can you give me a break?
Did you empty it?
Of course. Yeah. It did smell. Like, yeah. I need it out of here. But, I mean, she could have done it herself.
I haven't had that smell for a couple of years. That's a tough smell.
I was doing laundry. Well, those pails, they're supposed to keep the smell. It really doesn't work as well.
No.
Doing laundry yesterday. Like, it was finally a day to just do nothing, but I ended up doing stuff that I shouldn't be doing on file. Cleaning the pool. You know, this is what I was doing yesterday. Walking the dog. This is life. Every day is like
this.
Father's Day? I mean, it wasn't any special to me.
Won't you have another kid?
Yeah, no chance. Give this one back before I have another one.
Come on,
BT
dude.
And Sal on the fan.
Call the stork. Oh, man. Give this one back.
Sammy, door's over there. Don't let him hit the way out. Oh, take mommy with you. Please.
Come on, be careful, buddy.
No, just kidding, of course.
You're taking too many steps in that direction today. Be careful, buddy. We know you're kidding, Sal. We know you're kidding.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, BT. Call of the day. It's a special one. It's a very special anniversary. I'm surprised you have not brought it up yet at all today. You have any guess of what it might be? Sports-related anniversary.
Sports-related, yeah. And so it's June, so it's not like a no-hitter
the exact
or perfect
day.
Game.
June 16th. Does not ring a bell?
No.
At all?
No, it doesn't.
All right, let's take a listen to something that happened however many years ago. 1997. June 6th. Does that ring a bell? June 16th, 1997.
That's the first interleague game?
Let's take a listen.
Baseball. Like he's chomping gum as he looks in for his sign. Jeter holds the bat straight up and down.
Now the right-hander is set. It'll be a 2-2 to Jeter.
Curveball, strike three called. Dave Malicki has thrown a shutout against the New York Yankees, and the Mets have put their initials on the wall here at Yankee Stadium, a dominating performance in their first ever regular season game against their crosstown rivals.
I mean, put the initials on the wall, much like they put the wild card banner outside of Citi Field. I mean, come on, Gary, come on, man, put the initials on the wall.
It was the first ever game.
Listen, I was into it. I remember watching that. I had just gotten out of school. Oh, you were for all three?
No, just that first one.
Okay,
yeah.
I was watching the game. I had just gotten out of school. I was in my first apartment. And, yeah, I mean, I was surprised that we got tied up in knots by Dave Malecki.
Still got to get him to sign my ticket stub at some point.
I think that I like the interleague, and I always embraced it. I still do. I just felt, I was like, all right, let's go. Here come the Metsies. Yeah. Like the little annoying gnat buzzing around the barbecue. Get the fly swatter, put them back in their place.
It's the height of the Yankee dynasty.
I wasn't really too worried about the Mets. Coming
off a championship.
Early stages of the dynasty. Right, because 97, they didn't win. They got knocked out by the Indians. Indians.
But there will always be the first one.
Yeah.
And that first one was special. Complete game shutout, punching Jeter out in Yankee Stadium. That'll forever be a lot of
Mets. Champagne?
No, but thinking back, it probably should have. I was so stupid. I was like, the Mets they'll be able to beat the Yankees. And meanwhile, they lost every series since for the next 3 years till 1999, I think, with Matt Franco was the first time that they took 2 out of 3. Either way, June 16th, 1997.
That's crazy. You know, it's funny. It'll show you the different motivation, perhaps, by you versus me. I saw a little clip the other day that triggered an anniversary in my mind as well.
Yeah.
And here's the pop-up. Luis Castillo camped under it. Did you see that floating around social media the other day? Here comes Teixeira score. I'm like, you know what? It's a little pebble in the ocean. I don't need to play this on the show. We know what happened.
I saw it, I think, that day after our show, because we didn't mention it at all.
No. It's like, all right, it's just one of those little tiny snapshots.
I will never forget that moment. It is embedded in I was there at the game with Francesa.
All right.
Sitting there front row. Which year was this? Was this the first year of the new Yankee Stadium?
That was, I don't think it was 09.
Might have been after that. Either way, because Mike used to get these same seats.
I remember where Mike used to sit. I used to see him on TV.
Front row, I want to say it was me, Mike, Julio, and probably Eddie Erickson.
Oh, a security guy, Julio.
And
love
I
Julio.
I bet the Mets that night. Probably legally. I don't even know if it was legal back then, whatever it was. But I remember betting the Mets.
Joey Clams took the action.
Exactly. Joey Clams is on the books. But ball goes up in the air. I'm thinking, all right, here we go. All right, good win. Called it was going to happen. I was in disbelief when Castillo dropped that. Dude, he was crying after that game, Castillo.
He was that bent
out of shape. And then I remember in the car afterwards, we were talking about, I was like, he's never going to be able to live this down. You cannot survive.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he wasn't a bad player,
no,
Luis
no,
Castillo.
No, not like he was before. He was a little higher average with the Marlins, but he was fine.
I'm talking about Castillo. I'm talking about Dave Malecki.
How we flipped that around? Well, I'm just saying
you got me sucked in.
I don't point out those moments, but might have to be more on alert for some of those moments.
The Malecki was a great one.
You got the first. You got it. I understood. He pitched great that day. I remember it well.
We'll forever have number one.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, let's have something. Come on.
Listen, I don't begrudge you for bringing it up. My eyes are going to be searching more feverishly now. This
baseball brief was brought to you by Guinness Stout. It's a lovely day for a pint of Guinness. Annabelle is calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut. What's up, Annabelle?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I've spoken with you guys before. Great show. I was at that game at that time with Malecki, man. What a game. Now, the reason why I'm calling is I want the Mets to make a trade.
Okay.
And this is the guy I want. I mean, Louis Robert Jr. from the Chicago White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
I want that kid playing center field for the Mets. I know he's not hitting. His batting average is real low. But look for the team he's playing for. You put this kid behind Francisco Lindor with Soto behind him, this batting average is going to go up. He got 22 stolen bases, I believe.
Yeah, strikeout machine. He's a strikeout. I'm not saying I wouldn't go and look at him. He's a strikeout machine, though. How's that going to play in October against good pitching?
Yeah, Mets need a center fielder. He would not. I'd rather have Cedric Mullins. He's hitting a buck 94.
I mean, that's just, come on, man. Now, what's around him and how interested is he? And, he could be revitalized with a good team, maybe. I mean, listen, it's easy for us to say go and do your job when you're a major leaguer. And I certainly subscribe to that, but when you go to do your job every night and you get your face kicked in, I mean, how focused is he?
All right. 2 years ago in 2023, he had 38 homers and 80 ribbies. He's 264.
How many steals?
20 stolen bases.
I mean,
he had an OPS of 857. Last year, he had an OPS of 657.
Yeah, he definitely stunk it up last year.
224, 14 homers.
Yeah. A lot of strikeouts, right, Sal? A lot of strikeouts?
141. The year before, he had 172.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.